Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, the safest radio station in North America. Probably South America, too, for all that matters. It's great to have you here. Last hour, if you missed it, was wonderful. Go back and listen. We played the Brady campaign video, audio, whatever you want to call it. My team posted it up on our Facebook page at Armed American Radio a few days ago, and I decided I wasn't going to watch it. I wanted to do that live on the radio, and it was tough. You know, I use the analogy. It was like, you know, putting the piece of cake in front of the fat kid that you knew wanted to eat the cake. And his mom said it was okay. You can go ahead and eat the cake. But you can eat it in 4 days. That's kind of what it felt like, because I knew this whole thing was based on a lie. It's coming from the Brady campaign. Their entire narrative is, it's the whole hands up, you know, don't shoot lie. You know, remember, his hands weren't up, and he didn't yell, don't shoot. Rather, we find out that the forensics doesn't lie, and that he was beating up a cop, trying to take his gun, trying to murder him when he was shot and killed, as he should have been. Ooh, bold statement.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shouldn't have said that. Here's the thing. You don't want to die at the hands of a police officer doing his job. Don't try to kill the police officer.
Let me tell you a thought. Mark, let me tell you something real quick. I was here at the network cleaning out my van, getting ready to start storm chasing. And we're based in Texas, and we have law enforcement that come by every now and then to see, you know, what's going on. And the law enforcement officer pulls back there. And you know what he asked me? He says, hey, is everything all right? You know, I wasn't scared. He didn't jump out of the car. He didn't pat me down. He didn't look, oh, you need to show me ID, nothing. He just wanted to make sure that I was fine, make sure there wasn't, you know, anything weird going on. He stayed in his car. We had a brief conversation, and when he left, I said, you know, take care and be careful out there. But he was a really nice officer.
Wow. You mean he wasn't a racist, and he wasn't trying to beat you up, and he wasn't trying to
take away
your civil rights, and he wasn't trying to kill you?
I'll be honest with you. I'll be 47 in April. I have not had that encounter ever with any law enforcement, ever.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to play that video audio again because we have two amazing guests on the line right now. We have Neil McCabe in Washington, D.C., Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor. Neil McCabe, it's great to have you back. How are you, brother?
Hey, fantastic, Mark. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up?
And you're getting better every day, right?
Phenomenal and getting better every day.
I'm jacked
to be with you, Mark.
All right, well, we're going to have a great time because we also are joined by Anthony Cumia, a legendary radio host. Anthony, great to have you back a second time. Can't wait to get you on again.
And Sean, how are you doing, guys?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Back again.
Fantastic. All right, Anthony, have you heard, you know, is it wrong of me to assume that anything that I'm going to hear from the Brady campaign is going to be based on a foundation of lies right out of the gate?
Well, why would they change now? That's absolutely the motive since it started. It's based on lies, misinformation, and a lot of ignorance, just based on people really not knowing what they're even talking about when it comes to gun issues.
You know, you use ignorance. Neil can vouch for me here. I use stupidity. Let me tell you why.
True.
There is a significant amount of ignorance. But the reason I use stupidity is because they literally depend. When you hear what we're going to play, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. They depend on a certain level of stupidity in order to enact their agenda. They make what's his face out there, Gruber, right? They make him right. And it really is scary.
You bring up a great point. Ignorance assumes, you assume if someone is ignorant, the information's out there. They just haven't gotten to it yet. But,
yeah.
but right. welcome that information. Stupidity, it's somebody who just either doesn't want to know the other side or doesn't even understand the other side of what's going on. So stupidity, that I am penciling in right next to ignorance when it comes to these issues.
Well, I want to see you use that on your show.
But the Bradys have made, the Brady family has made a very good living off of the tragedy that hit James Brady.
Yes.
And so.
Sure they have.
You know, and I just look at them and a lot of these liberal groups as just another business like IBM or Xerox or Microsoft.
Well, let me read you the full definition of stupidity as written by Webster's Dictionary, Merriam-Webster.com. This is something I've done before. The state of being foolish or unintelligent, the condition of being stupid, a stupid idea or action. Full definition, it says, the quality or state of being stupid. I was shocked by the example of stupidity, says I was shocked by the stupidity of their decision. So this isn't me making this up. There is a certain level out there, and they depend on it. And the contempt that they have for you when you hear this is nothing short of astonishing. Sean, let's go ahead and play that. Let's let it run through the whole thing. Then we'll go to get the analysis from these two amazing guys.
Before now, it's been difficult for criminals like us to know which states have loose gun laws. How would a criminal like me know which states permit me to carry loaded guns in their amusement parks, golf courses, or beaches?
I have some violent friends. We all wear leather jackets and scream at women. And we want to find out which states we can buy and sell guns easily.
CrimAdvisor.com. That's the site to find out where it's easiest for felons and fugitives to buy, carry, and even traffic guns.
That's why I love Arizona, where I can go see the beautiful Grand Canyon and carry a loaded gun without even having to get a background check.
You would fail that background check.
I'm sure of it. Now, what about a road trip? What states can I go to fill my trunk with guns and take it back home for my even more dangerous friends?
Crime Advisor has a list for that.
That's so unreasonable.
Our traffickers' top 10.
Nevada. What happens in Vegas may have to stay in Vegas, but your guns don't. Bring them over to California and sell them.
The market up there is hungry. Hungry for guns.
I understand that CrimAdvisor.com will tell me which states really cater to us criminals and creeps, but what about the states where we're not so welcome? The ones that don't get us?
I don't even like saying the name of these states, but California, Connecticut, Maryland, and New York all have laws to keep guns out of the hands of people like us.
Oh, I want to shoot California so bad.
Boo, California.
Boo, go home. Wow, CrimAdvisor.com has all this information?
Sure does.
CrimAdvisor.com.
All right, Sean, you can cut that. I have to paint that theater of the mind. Anthony, I know you get this. I got to paint this picture. When she was talking about California being hungry for guns, she put the muzzle of the firearm. Both of those actors are holding handguns. She put the muzzle of the firearm in her mouth and bit down on it. That was the that you heard. Then she pulled it out and pointed it directly at her face. Anthony, your just overall analysis, was stupidity too harsh of a word?
No. I would love to find another word that beats stupidity. That was ridiculous. These are people that have no idea about gun laws, gun safety, and the right that we have to bear arms, and the right that we have to choose the best way to protect ourselves and put us on equal footing with the people that want to do us harm. They always talk about going to these states with loose gun laws, as they say, which I call adhering to the Second Amendment.
You mean free states? We're talking about the free states.
Yes, yeah. And then just transporting guns out. Like everything from the time you pick up a gun and buy a gun to dropping it off to a gang member or a criminal or what have you is completely legal. The second you leave that state with guns in your trunk or whatever with the intent of selling them to somebody, you are now committing a crime. There are laws in place already that are supposed to stop people from doing that, or they will pay the consequence. They make it sound like the old Wild West. People are buying guns. Most people I've spoken to that are anti-gun literally believe you could go into a store in New York State, one of the most ridiculous states in the Union to buy guns in, and buy a machine gun. Mm. They really think you can buy a full automatic weapon in New York and just, you know, walk out and go into a Chuck E. Cheese or whatever, their ignorance or stupidity of these laws really make them, they give them no legitimacy. But unfortunately, because this liberal mentality, they're not going anywhere. We have to be very on guard and protective of our rights that we have in this country. And whenever I hear, well, you know, maybe this organization or the NRA shouldn't be, they should back off a little, compromise and think. These people don't understand compromise.
No, well, that's a great place. So I'll ask you to stop right there if you will, because we're going to take a break. But that's the ignorance that we're talking about. The stupidity actually can, ignorance can be fixed. Stupidity can't. We'll talk about it when we come back. Right after this, go away.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Let's go over to Neil McCabe, our Washington, D.C. Armed American Radio editor up there in the nation's capital. I don't know how you stay up there and keep your sanity about you and your wits about you, Neil, but I really do. It impresses me.
Well, thank you, Mark. You coming a lot of people don't think I have my sanity or my wits about me, so I appreciate
that. Well, you don't fit that definition of stupidity. I do have to say this. This is kind of fun. I was reading through here. One of the synonyms, the first synonym for stupidity is boneheadedness. I like that. Because we used to give out the Bonehead of the Week award here on Armed American Radio every week. So we'll do it right now. We'll give this one to the Brady campaign. Your thoughts on what you heard, Neil?
Well, it works for people who have no idea what they're talking about. And for people, especially in, say, the Massachusetts, the liberal bastion where I grew up and are exiled from, but, you know, the truth of the matter is, whenever we have a spree shooting or somebody goes crazy, the first thing that real Americans do is they go out and buy guns to protect themselves and their family. I mean, we know this.
We see it time after time after time. Let's go back to Anthony Cumia. Anthony, I put your tweeted out there that you were on there, and I stuck you out on TalkStream Live, and we watched our rankings go right up to the top five.
Oh, great. Very cool. I have a lot of rambunctious, great, energetic, passionate fans that really come to the table, especially with the issues of our rights and the people that are trying to take those away from us.
Why do you think it's such a passionate topic? I mean, I know the answer to that. I want to hear you say it. Why is it? Why is it so passionate?
Because these are our basic rights. And the right to survive, I think, is the number one right that we have as humans all over the world. And that basic instinct that we have for that. And for anybody to tell us that they have a better way, they know what's best for us, as far as how we should protect ourselves and our loved ones, is ludicrous. It's ridiculous to think that somebody else should be making that decision for us. I know damn well I want to be on at least even footing with a confrontation that I am met with, and assess it responsibly and use like force. For somebody to tell me that I am not allowed to do that, I don't want to hear from it, and I'm going to argue it right to the end.
Yep, that's a great point. Let me give you an analogy here. One of my great friends, I'm sure you know who she is too, but Susanna Hupp, who was the former Texas legislator, who was in the Luby's cafeteria back in 1992 when Madman George Henard drove his pickup truck through the window and gave us what we now know as one of the first high-profile mass shootings in America at that Luby's cafeteria. He killed 23 people, including her mother and father, right in front of her face. Her, like six other people, Anthony, had her firearm in her car at the time because she was following Texas law, which for some reason did not allow guns in a restaurant because restaurants are somehow, I don't know, places where guns jump out of people's purses and pockets that they don't in other locations. Her comments, I sat on a panel on the Stossel show on Fox News with her about 3 years ago, and she made the following comment when he asked her on that show on national television. He looked right past me, and he looked at her, and he said, if you had had your gun, would it have made a difference? And her response instantly, she didn't even think about it, was, you know, I don't know, but I know this. It would have evened the odds.
That's it. I don't know why people assume that the people that want to do people harm are going to pay attention to the rules.
Yep.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And whenever an argument comes up like this about laws that are meant for law-abiding citizens that are paying attention, responsible gun owners, This makes no sense to me, because putting a sign outside an establishment that says no guns allowed is not going to keep somebody that wants to do harm from going in there with a gun. It never has. It never will. It will
keep
the people that might do something to help other people from taking in a gun.
Or, you
it's
know,
an invitation,
ISIS,
Neil, go ahead.
No, but that ISIS lone wolf
yeah.
at some college town is going to walk in and fill out all his background checks and stand by and wait.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Anthony, your point is well taken. That's the underlying principle of the Brady campaign, the audio of the video that we heard. Its basic underlying principle was that somehow a criminal will follow the law if we only add another one. And that's the absurdity of it. It's impossible not to laugh at that.
It's not, though. Here's their game plan, and it's so transparent. It's called fatigue. They want to take people that are responsible gun owners that have to jump through every legal hoop, which gets piled on more and more every year. They just want them to get tired of doing it. My concealed carry permit is up on the 26th of April, which is my birthday. It's a four-year permit here in New York. And the hoops I have to go through to get what I've had for the past quite a few years now. Every
right.
4 years I have to go through this. And it's handing in tax forms. Why do you need to know what contributions I've made, how much money I make, how I make it?
Wow.
How is this not infringing on my right to bear arms? And everything else I have to go through, the pictures, the fingerprinting, the interviews, all that, for something that I already have and something that is supposedly my right. This, though, is what I talk about fatigue. They try to put so many obstacles that people just go, screw it. I'm not going to go through the trouble.
Yep.
And time goes by and less and less people apply to get these permits. And there you got it. They've reached their goal.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. I refer to them as the gun control jihadis, and I've mentioned many, many times, these are the people who will wait it out. That's part of their equation. It's one of the six steps that we've outlined here that they're using as part of a well-orchestrated campaign, and one of those six steps, you're absolutely correct, is time. They are willing to wait this out and make it as difficult as possible for us, so that you are correct, that there are certain element of law-abiding people that are just going to go, you know what, this isn't even worth it anymore. That's part of their goal. Neil, go ahead.
Or worse than that is tripping up the law-abiding citizen and making
right.
them a criminal,
yep.
which all of a sudden now you have a gun crime on your record because you didn't know that a new law had been implemented that next year. I mean, the amount of laws that we as legal, law-abiding gun owners have to remember and learn every year is astounding. It's amazing more people aren't being put in jail and having their guns taken away for violations.
Yeah, and there's actually this trend, Anthony and Mark, that in the past, laws would be written and there would be a phrase saying that you willfully disobeyed, that you knew about the law, that you acknowledged it was wrong, and that you had a criminal mind with criminal intent. And all, not just at the federal level, but the state and local level, all of these laws and ordinances are now being written with that taken out so that you don't have a criminal, you don't have to have a criminal intent.
No.
So that girl who eats French fries on the Washington, D.C. Metro, you know, when they slap her and her mom with a $500 fine, like, it's just too bad. And all
yeah,
over
hey,
the place this is
Neil,
happening.
Let me stop you right there. You now hear the music. Anthony, we've got 10 seconds. Where can people listen to you and watch you? Send us there.
AnthonyCumia.com, C-U-M-I-A, and it's a great time, a lot of fun, and I love talking with you guys, absolutely.
I can't wait to have you back on. You just made the top five favorite guest list. We love it. We'll get your information out in the next hour as well. AnthonyCumia.com. Wow, great to have you here. Thanks for joining us. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. Let's talk about you for a minute. If you're missing the relationship you always thought you'd have, it's time to visit eHarmony.com. If you're wondering what a deeply compatible relationship would feel like, it's time to visit eHarmony.com. You know us. We've been helping create some of the world's happiest couples for the last 13 years. Our commercials are filled with real people talking about how their lives changed forever, for the better, thanks to eHarmony.com. We have over 565,000 marriages to date, and I think it's fair to say that when you're ready for a meaningful relationship, eHarmony.com is the gold standard. So once more, it's time to visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-761-2852. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-761-2852. That's 1-800-761-2852, 1-800-761-2852.
Did you inherit the dreaded fat gene? If your parents were overweight and now you are too, there's finally a way to reverse the curse. Introducing new Garcinia Cambogia, the weight loss breakthrough that's so effective you can lose up to 4 pant sizes, even if your weight is due to genetics. And right now, they're giving away free full-size trials to the first 100 callers. So call immediately, 1-800-504-4937. Research proves that carrying fat in your midsection raises your risk of heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, even cancer. All-natural new Garcinia Cambogia is one of the healthiest ways to lose weight. But if your weight loss is too dramatic, decrease use to every other day. Just because your parents were overweight doesn't mean you have to be. Reverse the curse with a free trial of new Garcinia Cambogia. Hurry, be one of the first 100 callers right now. 1-800-504-4937. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-504-4937. That's 1-800-504-4937.
Every day, millions of Americans grow more concerned about the future of our great nation. The truth is, over the last century, a small but powerful collectivist movement known as progressivism has debased our politics, our culture, and our currency. We're just a small step from falling into 1,000 years of darkness, as Ronald Reagan warned. Friend, this is Pat Boone with an important free offer on a hot new book called The Great Withdrawal by Craig Smith and Lowell Ponte. This new book explains how we, the people, can end this fatal detour into big government and get back on the path of faith and freedom charted by our founders. Call now for a free copy of the hot new book called The Great Withdrawal.
Call now for your free copy. 800-978-3902. 800-978-3902. 800-978-3902. That's 800-978-3902.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
And I am filling your prescription for freedom. Excited to tell you about the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Hour program coming up beginning Monday, April 6th. That's 3 weeks from now. Every single day, Sean and I will be filling your prescription for freedom from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 days a week, culminating on Sundays with the flagship Armed American Radio broadcast and the flexibility that that will provide us and you to bring you the information that you need, that you simply do not get from the mainstream press, is huge. And we're really looking forward to that. We've got a number of cities bringing the program to you right out of the box. But we will have information for you, not yet in a city near you. Modern technology is a beautiful thing. We'll be able to tell you where to go, point your phone, point your computer, your laptop, your desktop, your iPad, whatever it is, your Samsung, whatever tablet you're using, to listen live as we bring Armed American Radio's Daily Defense to you. Sean, you excited about that?
I'm very excited. Absolutely.
We're going to cover some fun stuff that happens on a day-to-day basis, and we're going to give it a national flair. Here's one thing that will really tick off the left. They just don't understand this. But the Second Amendment is not debatable. It is not open for debate.
Nope.
Period. Not on this program. You will never convince the diehard ideologue on this issue on either side, and I will not attempt to waste your time doing so. It's that simple. They get enough airtime. They own the media. This time belongs to us. And here, and particularly on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense, so let me give you a brief analogy. You saw or heard us talk about the phony gun shop opening up in New York that wound up being one of the crim advisor, I think, the same people.
Yeah.
For the video we played earlier, Sean?
Yes.
And they were talking about each gun. When the people came in, they walked in off the street to this phony gun shop in New York City, supposedly, is where they made it appear to be anyway. Of course, they can make Spider-Man look like he's climbing sideways up a wall, too, or jumping off of a planet and flying to Earth. So who knows where they actually were. But that's what they were purported to be, was in New York. And they had a supposed first-time gun buyers walk in, looking for supposedly their first gun, and the clerk behind the counter at this phony gun shop began telling them that they were holding the gun that was used in a death of a child, an accidental shooting of a child, and it shocked the people that they were talking to. Was this is the actual gun, and they were, you know, putting forth this phony storyline that this was the gun, and they did the same thing with the evil AR-15, that this was the gun that Adam Lanz used. And the people, you could see the stupidity. I don't say ignorance, I said stupidity, who actually believed they were holding the actual gun that the Connecticut shooter used, and so forth.
Well, you know, just to break in real quick, Mark, you're absolutely right, because we all know if that was the case, how did they get their hands on it? Did they break into the police locker? If they did, they've already broken the law. Because if it is true, that means that weapon was used in a crime that's being investigated, which means the police should have that weapon in their possession.
Ignorance or stupidity?
Stupid. That's just stupid. You have to ask yourself sometimes when you hear things, what does that make logic?
I don't know. We're getting sidetracked a little bit. I'll go back to that analogy later in the program. Right now, I want to go to our guest. We've got Scott Wilson from Connecticut Citizens Defense League here. Scott, it's always a pleasure to have you here. How you doing? I feel around. You're fighting the uphill battle, brother.
Yes, thank you. I'm doing fine today. Thanks a lot for having me on again, Mark.
I appreciate you coming in here. And Neil McCabe, you stuck around with us for the remainder of this hour. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's important that we focus on Connecticut just because historically and culturally what it means to firearms in America and the firearms industry, not just Colt or Eli Whitney, but even today the gun industry in Connecticut is the largest private employer in that state as the state goes to war against its own people.
Yeah, you know, Scott, let's go to you on some of this stuff up in Connecticut. You and I go back and forth in emails. I read all of your press releases, and the uphill battle that you guys are facing, as Neil said, there's a long-storied tradition and history in the state of Connecticut, and you go up into Massachusetts, and you're talking about the nation's history literally being built up in that area of the country. And now it's under such tremendous assault from the evil, anti-American, what do you call it? What do you call it up there, the forces that just hate your freedom, the freedom-hating forces, what do you call it?
Well, it's a diabolical entity or entities, and you know, what we have here that is really the aftermath of the rubble from the horrible tragedy in Sandy Hook, we thought that they would have eased up. On one hand, they took a break last year during the legislative session, and then they just sort of rebounded this year now that the elections are over from last year, and they are just coming back for more. And it's a coordinated effort with what they're bringing out this year. This is not just Connecticut. They're doing it in some other states, too. And now the angle is women's issues and protecting women. And what they're trying to do is use temporary restraining orders as a means to confiscate firearms with no due process, and that's the crux of what we're looking at this year in the legislative session.
You know, I'm going to use an example. George Zimmerman recently had another charge by a woman leveled at him and his firearms confiscated. We talked about it on this program here. I don't care what you think about George Zimmerman. It doesn't matter to me. But it was a prime example of taking someone's civil liberties, their civil rights, their firearms from them with no due process whatsoever. Just a simple accusation. You're fighting that battle in Connecticut now. They're coming after you on that women's issue now. They're coming after you on the domestic violence issue now. Is that what they're doing in Connecticut? Is that their next angle here?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And that's, and Gabby Giffords was up in town last mm-hmm. week, and she essentially was in a private meeting that was filmed, private by invite only, but cameras were there. And then she was also at a press conference that Governor Malloy hosted and some of the other anti-gun legislators hosted. And essentially, really, what she said was about 20 seconds in both the meetings. And then what they did after that is, you know, the folks in New Jersey can tell you, they took her down there, and she basically said the same exact speech down there, 20-second speech down there. So she is being carted around and shuffled around and being told what to say. And I'm not saying she doesn't agree with what she's saying, but essentially they have a playbook that they're using, and they're using it to come after our rights. We had a lot of members testify the week before in a public hearing in Hartford at the Capitol, and on this issue, on this domestic violence bill. There's two bills. One's a House bill, one's a Senate bill, and the governor's, it became a governor's bill. So what they're doing is that they're essentially trying to confiscate guns within 24 hours of somebody filling out an application saying that they feel they may be threatened, or claiming that they feel that they're in danger. So really, that's the ex parte temporary restraining order, where they're going to just tell you to turn your firearms in within 24 hours. And upon doing so, your pistol permit is revoked. There's no temporary suspension. It's revoked. And as it stands right now, there's 26 months to get a hearing. And when they start suspending or revoking, rather, a whole bunch of other permits, if this law passes, the time is going to extend outward. And if you own an AR-15 or one of the guns that were banned and were forced to register in 2013, if you chose to register, then you'll never see those guns again, because there's no means to retransfer those firearms back to an individual. People have already had their firearms confiscated under full restraining orders.
What's the bill number?
The bill number, yeah. If you don't mind me getting over to the...
No, that's quite all right.
Sure, I'm clicking around here, and I want to make sure. There's Senate Bill 650, and then there's a House Bill 6848. What they're going to probably do is combine some of the language of those two. They may have listened to some of our grievances during the hearing, and we really hammered home the point that, after 2 weeks, when you lose your permit for over 2 years... It's just,
Scott, are they hearing you? Are they really hearing you, brother? I've got to ask
they're
that.
They're hearing. They were hearing us, but
okay.
Are they listening?
Well, hold that thought.
I don't know. Sure.
Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about that bill a little bit. Maybe put that one aside. I want to talk with you about 7028, too, the new Show Me Your Papers bill, right after this. Don't go away.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedom by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft-coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. If you are not a member of the USCCA, ask yourself why. The nation's single largest organization that defends you in the event you ever have to use a firearm to defend your life. You have the right to carry that gun. You should be if you ever, God forbid, need it. The United States Concealed Carry Association is there with teams of attorneys in every single state. 24-hour expert assistance for you. Money for bail to get you home to your family. Protection up to and over $1 million. And immediate attorney's retainer fees should you ever need it. If you're not a member, really, ask yourself why. Not to mention you get Concealed Carry Magazine, join over 150,000 other Americans, over 1.75 million who are associated with the organization and who will be members soon. Growing like a weed, buying a new office complex up in Wisconsin, the third one in less than 2 years because the growth is incredible. USCCA.com. Do yourself a favor and check it out, please. Also, sendmeammo.com. I know ammo can be tough to get depending particularly on where you live. Or what type of ammo, what caliber you are looking for. Sendmeammo.com eliminates the hassle. A couple hundred rounds come to you of your caliber of choice, 380, 9mm, 40, 45, or 223. You set the schedule. It shows up at your doorstep. I got my second order just the other day, and it's beginning to pile up. I'm not going to run out. Sendmeammo.com. Magnumreset.com. It's a beautiful thing. Comes right to the house. If you can't get out, it shows up. That's magical. Neil McKay, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Mark. Hey, Sean.
And we're also talking with Scott Wilson of Connecticut Citizens Defense League. Show me your papers. Show me your papers. Tell me, this is one of the more disturbing aspects of the gun grabs, and it's not the only state we've seen this across the country, but the show me your papers, that gun owners are treated differently and our Fourth Amendment rights are violated on a regular basis. Explain it, Scott.
Sure. Well, essentially, if you are out in public and open carrying, or you know, if you choose to conceal and you blow concealment, if the police are alerted or if a police officer spots you and somebody reports you or the cop comes over, right now it goes on the stop and frisk thing, where if you're not violating any laws and you are just going about your business, they're really not allowed to ask you for your pistol permit. And we have recent test cases here in Connecticut where people were you know, asked for their permits and said, "I'm not breaking any laws. Am I being detained?" And their pistol permits were revoked, and that's what this is. The state of Connecticut is actually suing the Board of Firearms Permit Examiners, which is an arm of the state of Connecticut. And they're suing the individual that wouldn't show his pistol permit. So to answer that, what they did was they drafted legislation to call for, in clarified language, you to present your pistol permit upon request. Now, I think everybody in Connecticut or anywhere, if they're involved in some type of self-defense shooting or if they're part of some other ongoing investigation, which is in the law, and you're then asked to present your permit if they run and see that you have a gun, or if you disclose that you have a gun, then I think people would be more than okay showing it to some hurt. But if I'm in the grocery store and somebody spots my firearm and the cops are called, I'm not breaking any laws. I am not compelled by the state of Connecticut to reveal that I have the permit on my person.
Hold on, let me ask you this question, though, because this comes out all the time. From mainly when you hear this from somebody who is either ignorant or stupid. Take your pick. There's a difference.
Sure.
Well, if you're not breaking any laws, man, why don't you just, like, show them the permit? I mean, what's the big deal?
Right, and you know, again, there is a certain segment of society that if they have a pistol permit, they may want to do that. That's their choice if they want to do that. But if you don't want to, if you don't feel you're obliged under the protection of the Fourth Amendment, then you really should not have to. And it's the same if you're being pulled over and the police officer is saying that he, you know, can I just look around in your car? Or if a police officer knocks on your door in your house and says, do you mind if I just look around? Why would you do that?
Let's go a step further.
Sorry,
sure they're losing sight of their rights. Neil, let's go a step further. This is because it's separating gun owners from everyone else from some of their Fourth Amendment protections, illegal searches and seizures, et cetera. What, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the lady doesn't like the soup you're reaching for up on the shelf that may have exposed your concealed firearm. Why should you be subject to show me your papers, Neil?
Well, I mean, you're also, it's like I'm supposed to have due process. And even if I am breaking the law, I have the right to keep my mouth shut. The whole thing is bonkers. The whole thing just twists things on its head, and it just presumes that if you're a gun owner, you're up to no good. I mean, that's really what it's just demonizing. And we know from Rules for Radicals, you know, Saul Alinsky's famous book for community organizers like Barack Obama, that what you do is you isolate and you demonize. And once you demonize somebody, they have no rights anymore. Nobody cares about them. I mean, gun owners have been turned into the monsters, not the actual criminals and people who are shooting and killing us.
Well, that's the whole idea, Scott, is to make gun owners look bad. It's all part of the grand master plan. But there's an irony, Scott. And that is that the Supreme Court, and you pointed this out in your blog, I do believe, Haynes versus United States, which is a case that criminals are exempted because the Supreme Court has said what? I believe it's that criminals are protected from self-incrimination.
That's right.
So they go ahead.
No, I just, again, I mean, this is, you know, really nice to be able to have, this is like the third or 3 weeks ago I called in, and it's really nice for everybody around the country to see what they're doing, not just in Connecticut, but other states where our legislators are mostly anti-gun, because they're using us here to sort of, you know, sharpen their axes on and hone their weaponry and their methods to try to use on other states. And I know not every other state's going to put up with what's going on here in Connecticut, but I just thank you for keeping your eye.
Listen,
on
Scott, you know, Scott, it's what your story and even your tone of voice is far too familiar. And Mark has talked many times about, at one point he wrote off Illinois, and then lo and behold, look at Illinois now.
Oh, yeah.
And we've had people drawn from New Jersey and from Maryland, and you know they have the same tone of voice that you're almost pleading, like you're like this island of sanity surrounded by this ocean of madness. And I'm glad that other people in America can hear what's going on in Connecticut. And I'll tell you, Scott, you are not crazy. You are not the weirdo, you know?
Right. No, and myself and my fellow like-minded individuals here in Connecticut, we really do cling to each other and have a sense of camaraderie. And we fight for each other and with each other on these matters.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scott, we appreciate you coming on here and the fight that you give to freedom. In Connecticut, a very difficult battle being waged in Connecticut right now that many gun owners believe, and many grassroots organizations around the country who support you believe, right now is ground zero as Bloomberg begins his march across the country. I'll explain a little bit about that in the next hour, particularly the second half of next hour, when we talk about what was exposed in Vermont lately. Scott, we appreciate you coming on the program. We're here to help you. Come on again in the next couple of weeks. Neil McCabe, thank you very much. Washington, D.C.'s Armed American Radio, Washington, D.C.'s editor. Always a pleasure to have you here. I tell you this every week. I'll tell it again. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. Nikki Gosar will be here and Dr. John Adine next. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.